Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark. I play Glebnor, and I'm joined always by the Chaos Crew and our fabulous DM. Why don't we go around the horn?
Rich, playing Theo.
Howard, playing Toluga.
Ryan, playing everyone else. Eric will probably be joining us halfway through, possibly.
Yeah, our bard's indisposed at the moment.
Fun one, boys.
Oh, yeah.
I want to apologize to the listening audience and to the Chaos Crew for killing Jenry. I know I'm a real son of a bitch. I get it, okay? I make NPCs so you care about them. And then since you guys are impossible to kill, I kill them. I'm a real piece of shit.
We are right now very killable. You beat the shit out of me with a whole
bar darts.
And chairs.
Me a little bit, yeah.
So,
dude, that fucking amulet exploding. I mean, if something attacked me after that, it would be a real problem.
Yeah. Well, you know, I kind of was like, okay, Felix is getting out. So, behind the scenes stuff. At a certain point when you guys were talking to Felix, he rolled an incredibly high deception check, which then prompted my DM brain to go, oh, this guy just lied his way through being tortured and killed. Great. I get to use him later to be an asshole. You left him in the prison. Jenry killed the other Stormcaller. Once he broke out, he was killing Jenry. That's unfortunate, but, you know, I'm an asshole. That's what being a DM is.
I mean, it makes sense, but...
It's awful, I know. I'm a terrible person. It's okay.
I love Jenry.
I know you did.
He was so fair.
He was.
That hammer's going to get a lot of fucking action now.
Oh, yeah, it is.
In memorandum.
Mm-hmm.
This one's for Jenry. Yeah. Every time you use it. For Jenry.
Yeah, I like the idea that the Stormcallers are like... They are obviously sometimes, for fun, I make them kind of like bumbling dorks. But they're fucking like cutthroat like...
Well, the upper ranks are probably real fucking scummy.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we met Urshan, so...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Kiki's going to help me with.
Mm-hmm.
What?
That's the unavoidable conflict I was talking about.
Oh. Yeah. I'm just curious what you're going to outfit us with.
I don't know yet. I guess we'll find out. Nice wheeling and dealing there, by the way. I also realized as we're describing, I was like, oh, I'm basically just describing like a giant magic weapon shop. Like they're going to want some magic stuff out of
here. Did you take 375 gold out of your inventory?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Steal it back on the way out.
Yeah. Fucking Eric fucking clocked my shit so quick. I didn't. So another thing I was saying in the middle, I think we were eating, but as a DM, what I like to do to myself, which is so self-destructive, is I like throwing something out that I have no idea where it's going. And then I have to force myself on the fly to improv it. No idea where that money came from. And then in between episodes, I was like, oh, they robbed the Stormcallers. That's so funny. And then Eric fucking clocked it immediately.
Well, you killed Jenry, which makes us sad. And then we rob the Stormclaws. That makes us happy.
Yeah. It's a roller coaster of emotions here on Dicey Situations. But yeah, the fucking plot is unwinding very quick in this town, huh?
Dude. When you revealed that fucking Kiki had a gun.
Yeah. You like that?
Yeah.
You like that? Yeah, you like that?
We got to go to so many towns. We got to kidnap that guy's brother.
But now we're going to have to confront. Okay. So Ellie left.
Mm-hmm.
Got caught up in whatever caught her up.
Mm-hmm.
That's neither here nor there.
Mm-hmm.
She's the fucking president of this place.
She is the battlemaster of Yeagerron.
Yeah.
Battlesmith. I'm sorry.
And there's been no fucking messages sent back to Tidacol Grove.
Well, I guess maybe something going on in Yeagerron.
Yeah, I mean,
Well, she did say 15 years ago she acquired that pistole.
Yeah, which I think it would have been more like 10.
She left 15 years ago.
And no, she left it to the end. She left 10 years. She left 10 years ago. So I think it would have been.
This is why you listen to situational.
That's
awareness,
right.
Folks.
We're retconning that. Also, she might just have a shit memory.
Yeah, I mean that's another thing. Yeah. But I had already told. I'm pretty sure I did. I might not have, but actually, I don't think I did. After Urshan saw the bracer and it has that Yeagerron symbol on it, he said I was he basically called me Yeagerron trash, I believe.
Yeah, he did.
Holy shit, I forgot about that.
Yeah, which for me was like, okay, I need to get to Yeagerron because it has a connection to my sister, and then it you know, now knowing that she was able to create a gun, what else did she create? And, you know, for Theo, he's figuring out all these little things of like, where the fuck has she been? Why the fuck hasn't she come back? Or at least, like, you know, you guys just said, like, send a message or anything like that.
Yeah, in a world where sending exists,
yeah,
you know, like, it has to. Yeah, and you guys would know, because I think you've kind of gotten it from other people. Yeageron is at war with the Stormcrawlers.
Yeah.
So.
Well, then that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah. Yeageron is in the Great Valley. It is like the Artificer City in Magria. So. Yeah, there's been a lot of roads pointing to Yeageron. It's somewhere you guys will eventually have to go.
Yeah,
but I like the idea that Ellie has kind of been on a similar journey to you, just different stops in different years.
Yep.
Yeah, so the dryness that we've been experiencing that we just stopped, by the way.
Because, believably, the bringer
of Duet. Of course. And he brought Duet.
Yeah.
Where the fuck did Ellie get a Dreadforge heart?
Great question.
To put into this pistol.
Great question.
Where can I get my son a goddamn instrument?
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is this bird got any fucking ukuleles kicking around?
An electric kazoo even?
Yeah.
I mean, we're probably going to have time to go to that bazaar.
Kazoo.
Mm-hmm. Which, if we go there...
We do have 443 gold.
Yeah.
Well,
25. Yeah, you got to add 15.
Add 15. Did you add 15?
I added 15.
Okay. Yeah, the Bellforge Bazaar. It's a big market, open air kind of market you can go to.
Yeah, because there's one thing I want to see if I can get there that'll help me.
I flashed her the fragment. Like, hey, yeah. He makes these.
And her eyes lit up.
Definitely want one.
Yeah, I can't wait for Yarno to teach me how to
make those. Yarno set up.
Yeah,
and the Takaria.
And he's got the money to get on his feet and get materials. So.
Right. Yeah, but I mean, at this point, he just needs to tell me what we need and give me basically the
blueprint.
The blueprint, yeah. And I assume during like long rests and stuff, I can probably do tinkerer's tools checks to make
thumb or whatever.
Mainly, I'm going to just outfit Taluga with like a... What are those?
Bandolier.
A bandolier of fucking frag grenades.
Spreading the good word. And we're back with Eric. Hey, Eric.
Oh, thanks for everyone's patience.
No problem.
Good.
Through the magic of editing.
yeah, Eric, I was saying while you were gone that you really fucked me when you 100% figured out what
that
I was doing.
Totally a bit. I thought it was... this would be funny to suggest.
Yeah, you know why? Because my brain was like, that'd be funny if that happened.
I feel like I didn't... This was very much main party centric. That
oh, episode. I felt that too.
Because obviously a lot of my Cosmos shit will come later. But
yeah,
that was very much going back to your town and Cosmo absorbing everything that's going on.
Yeah, it was really funny seeing another person being like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
Because I feel like that a lot. So it's nice having
taking his invisible notes.
Yeah.
Just gonna figure out that word.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting that Cosmo kind of got like trapped along for the ride of this insane adventure for a bit.
Well, that's how it would happen, right?
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah.
For any guest character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a very fun one. I think we needed a little just like role play one after.
Yeah,
we've had some fun combat.
It's good, like page turn on the main quest too.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. But I've been sitting on the fact that Ellie had visited here at one point and traded her gun away. So I was waiting for you guys to get to this thieves' den.
Yeah.
I mean, also, Theo's going to be like, why the fuck would you give this up?
Yeah. Yeah, like what? I know it was information, but like.
Well, it's like she arrived in that city with literally nothing but the gun that she had made.
Oh, okay.
So she knew that she could remake it. When she knew how to make one.
That's true.
But she needed to figure out a way to get the Yeager on. And, at the time, it was her only bargaining chip, really.
Mm-hmm.
The Aegron heavy arms
didn't have a
factory.
Taluga with her to bargain.
Because I'm assuming she was probably. I'm assuming I have no idea, but I don't think she was with people like I'm with you guys.
Ellie was
like
alone.
Yeah,
I'm the only.
How could she
man
see down there?
JK, we killed.
Well, yeah, I was gonna say you fucking ran into a whole.
Ellie is an artificer. and one of her, she can like make items for herself. One of those being goggles of night.
So I'm just here like, how'd she see? But Theo's blind as a bat.
Yeah, it's kind of like if Theo, because if Theo were an artificer, he could probably make a lot of things to kind of supplement his the very few shortcomings Theo actually has. But yeah.
I think the only thing Theo has ever really wanted to make was the gun that, like, the blueprints for the gun that his, like, he thought his father kind of, like, created it, but the more he's heard about things, like, not necessarily did his father create it, just found the blueprints, essentially. So.
Yeah.
You know.
Ancient.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we'll find out, you know, one way or the other how that and true that ends up being. But yeah, there's something going on there. And again, Theo, you would know your father was an artificer. So like that doesn't like totally. It's not out of the question that he came up with this concept himself, but because of all the different information you're getting, it's starting to think that maybe he's basing it off of designs he saw.
Right.
I guess. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. And like, I don't think Theo is smart enough to be an artificer, because I feel like Ellie would have been with the father a lot longer and learned more of that.
Yeah,
and
you were like a toddler, basically. Five is like so young.
Yeah,
you
know? And I feel like he just wanted the finished product and figured out enough of how to do certain things, and that's why it's like he's a tinkerer. He's not necessarily a artificer or anything like that.
What was Mommy Justice?
We don't know.
Yeah.
Mother Justice, we have no backstory for her.
I do.
Yeah. Barbarian.
Yeah, I mean,
she was a barbarian that just threw great eggs.
From your memory, Theo, she was a normal, sweet, very beautiful woman.
Yeah.
That's all you remember ever.
She mellowed out after marriage.
Yeah. The rage has ended.
It's really killing me not knowing what that unlock word is for my fucking songbook.
It's not Bleebly, unfortunately.
I have,
you know what it is.
I have ideas, but like, I don't think Theo would know any of the, like, outside of like Acid Splash. Like, I don't think Theo would know any of the like the stuff that it could be.
Yeah.
Like, I have, obviously, Rich has an idea, but...
Yeah, no,
like,
me, Eric, doesn't even know.
I have two ideas of what it could be. One serious, one silly.
I will fill you guys in on a secret.
I don't know.
You just didn't want you to have it yet.
Nope, I guess not.
No, it's more that I want it to feel organic in the story, and then you can decide what that word is when you need it.
Fuck Damien.
Yeah. I'm in love with Damien. So it's like a wicked long love song to Damien.
It's definitely not
Gangela.
No.
Whoa. Whoa, Gangela. Gangela.
Those are the lyrics I'm trying to unlock, man.
I kind of thought that would be just kind of more like a fun prompt for Eric to come up with something later. I kind of like just throwing the ball in the player's
and
court
again,
sometimes with that shit.
It's nice to save because, like, you know, that stuff's come later. Give me time to think about it.
Yeah, totally. I just really like the idea that you had like a magic songbook you couldn't read. That was my my big main idea. That was funny.
I got a training montage to look forward to.
Oh, yeah. You have to unlock the way of the plane. We get a lot of fun juice left from this mini arc.
Yeah.
First three episodes so far, though. What a fucking raucous good time.
This has been a really cool change of pace, I feel like, for the show at large.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Yeah. We've just had a band of merry adventurers.
Yeah.
Thrown into a horrible situation. And now we're kind of rocking out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting real.
Making a god. Thing.
Anti-pro religion.
Shucking and jiving. Yeah. Making connections. Setting up Yarno and a taco stand.
Yeah. I mean, I think I try to do a lot with DMing is like you have to make the villains feel really big. Because it can't be something where you're like, we can take them on at any level and we'll win.
Yeah.
But it has to feel that the scope of fighting a whole religion means you need as many allies as possible. Yeah. So you need to find any place where you can get people on your side or people that have problems with the Stormcaller. So it's about building a coalition of alliances for yourselves to have a real shot at
this. We really find a lot of people that have problems with the Stormcallers
right
now.
Yeah, they're not being really good at their job.
Can they, can, I'm sorry to you, but you're basically describing One Piece.
You motherfucker. For those of you at home that don't know.
They all don't know. Why would they know
this? Yeah, they wouldn't know.
Eric's the kind of person who you tell him for years and years and years to watch you a have very not told short me that show.
Long.
Very short, few episodes, in and out, quick, bingeable. And then they instead start One Piece, which if you're not familiar with One Piece, it's an anime that has well over 1,000 episodes.
Yeah, I'm on.
What are you on?
I'm in the 800s.
You're a real.
Makes feel better.
He could have watched the show 8 times over. More.
More.
I've been keeping up with the chapters, so.
You started forever ago.
I did start in college.
Yeah. He started like a month ago. What
more,
did you
Well, like in November.
Anyways, we're getting off topic here.
Sorry. But I just want you to know that is the formula is you have to go around. If you're going to beat this big thing,
yeah,
you
got
to go around and make alliances.
Yeah, you realize that's called the hero's journey, not
no,
One Piece.
Never heard of it.
It's the One Piece journey. No, get
it's
it
just
right.
The One Piece journey.
Yeah. Once again, I've been reading a lot of Joseph Campbell, so yeah. I wanted to give this story a very. It's our first big podcast campaign. We had to give it a classic adventure tale. So, but yeah, I think you guys have done a very good job. You've aligned yourself with some kind of like shadier groups, but groups that are kind of well-meaning. So.
Bleeblyism is encompassing to all.
Guild is well-meaning.
They steal from rich, shitty dwarves and distribute it amongst the Hellion Quarter. I mean, it's kind of...
They're real Robin Hoods.
Yeah, more of the robbing than anything else.
I was going to say, because, like, you know, Cosmo's, again, he's just a gigging musician who's, like, I mean, yeah, he knows some spells, but he's a tiefling, so I suppose that's just for
comes
self-defense.
Flavor. And, yeah.
Aligned ourselves directly with a literal devil.
Who's like the most innocent out of this group.
Yeah.
Yes. What are you talking about? I'm a man of God.
Your God's pretty violent, dude.
He's a god of guns. He has to be.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm down with it. I'm just saying. You got to give credit where it's due. Like, yeah. What was the point I was trying to make? Either way. Yeah.
Yeah. It is funny that. Like,
just getting dragged along.
Yeah. Well, it's also that you were like, oh, I'll hang out with these guys and I'll figure out my band situation.
Help me with the rent.
Yeah. And you're like, wait, hold on. There's a holy war happening?
What have I gotten myself into?
Yeah. Yeah, if I don't come up with the rent, my fucking city gets destroyed.
Yeah. It's a lot.
You describing the little hall with all the Kenkus that were stuffed.
Yeah.
I'm like, if there's a fight, you better believe I'm using my Radiance of Dawn and exploding light on everything.
Yeah, so that little crow, what did I end up naming him?
Gort.
Yeah, it's Gort.
The Shadow.
Gort, the Shadow. That was a 100% improv on the spot. I had a totally different thing planned for that. And I was like, fuck, what's a stupid rogue like? He's just jumping into shadows for no reason.
Yeah, Cosmo was like totally bewildered by it. He's like, whoa.
Well, I mean, three of us have a -1 to int. So we're pretty easy to
like. I actually do too.
Pretty easy to please.
I sure do.
God.
You were supposed to be our brains.
I'm the charisma.
That's true. I'm the wisdom.
I have played.
I'm the gun.
He is the gun.
I have played D&D wizards that have higher intelligence than this whole table combined in terms of ability scores.
What can I say? I love dumping random stats.
I mean, a lot of people dump intelligence when they build a D&D character. It's really only for artificers and wizards, but it does get tough when you're getting arcana investigation checked and thrown at you all the time.
Yeah. Who needs the magic knowledge? Just kill it and find out later.
Yeah, write that down in the Bleebly Bible.
Kill it and find out later is not working out for us well when we fucking all take exploding ear damage.
Yeah. But now we know.
Hey, he's right.
That's true.
Put it in the Bible. I'll just shoot it from a distance.
Yeah. Put in the Blible.
Are we calling it the Blible?
The Blibble?
No.
Yeah.
No. Blible sounds too much like libel. I don't know if
the Bleeble.
The Bleeble.
The Bleeble. The good book.
The okay book.
The dud book.
Yeah. The bum book. Yeah. No, that's what Telugu was writing the night we were all fucked up.
All right. Hell yeah, boys. Mad fun. Mark, take us
dicey,
out.
Everybody.
Keep it fucking dicey, guys.
Everybody listening, go out, spread the good word of dicey situations. Tell all your friends. Act like Glebnor. Tell everyone. Don't be ashamed that you're listening to this idiotic podcast with us morons who know nothing. Tell everyone you know. Scream it from the rooftops. Because we love you the way Bleebly loves us. Keep it dicey, everyone.
This has been a Business Shark production.